Welcome to another Poetica podcast from RN. I'm Justine Sloan-Lees with the second of our two-part feature on 100 years of Jamaican poetry. Jamaica celebrated its 50th anniversary of independence from Britain in 2012. It was a time for the Caribbean nation to take stock and consider its successes and its struggles. Although beset by challenging economic and social problems, Jamaica continues to dazzle the world with its sporting achievements and cultural prowess. Jamaican poetry, like dancehall, reggae and Usain Bolt, is dynamic, distinctive and reaching well beyond the island's borders to a global audience. The striking power of Jamaican English, or patois, resonates through spoken, sung or written verse. But the sheer diversity of Jamaican poetry defies any given limits. Many of the poems you'll hear come from the collection Jubilation, celebrating 50 years of Jamaican independence, edited by leading Jamaican writer Kwame Dawes. I hope you enjoy Our Roads, Jamaican Poetry, Part 2, with our guide, Brent Clough.
Jamaica is famous for its music. All over the world, people know and love reggae, even if they know no other Jamaican musical style. Decades after his passing, Bob Marley remains Jamaica's most internationally recognisable artist. And Bob's lyrics, evocative accounts of ghetto life, elusive and metaphorical, ranging through love, politics and faith, is probably the best-known Jamaican poetry in the world. But Jamaica has many fine poets. A lot of them write for the page, and many more create poetry for the stage, or the recording studio, or the street corner. In an ardently oral culture that gives the spoken word great weight, where critical expression and oral dexterity is the norm, uniquely local voices underpin Jamaican poetry.
Men are like politics.
Gaza, myself.
Jamaica, the system. Them are evil, believe me people. Life coulda easier, I just choose society. Ooh, response for the ghetto youth them. Babylon I execute them. The system corrupt me sons and take me daughters and prostitute them. No for me friend, them send go waving. From Dove got back to Maypen. A warfare corrupt the system, be a spank shelf and the picnic playpen.
That's Adija Palmer, author of the book The Voice of the Jamaican Ghetto. Adija Palmer is better known as the controversial recording artist Vibes Cartel. He's currently in a Jamaican prison, serving a life sentence for murder. Vibes Cartel exemplifies the sound of the contemporary dancehall MC, part of an evolving tradition that goes back to post-war sound system dancers in Jamaica, when the mic men excited the crowd with their shouted interjections over recorded music.
Yeah, Jayud, Ides. The Ides sight, the movie Dirty Harry.
Ides, but watch ya, man. When's the gun, I man forward up a carib. And I man sight one eye. Sure, that one a rainy can Dirty Harry, me I tell you. You know, this one call. Ah! The screaming targets is out there, you know. Some scars screaming targets, I'll tell you. Baba Rinka down the Baba Callahad, you know.
No, no, no.
What do you say, no? Well, I say, yeah. Because you should never say no.
This is the great roots reggae DJ, Big Youth, real name Manly Buchanan. Jamaica's MCs or DJs predated US hip-hop rappers, and they turned spoken, slurred, screamed and sung words into unique sonic objects. They created their art form by employing everyday Jamaican language, the dialect of English known as patois, built in large part on retentions of West African pronunciation, grammar and some vocabulary. The poet, educator and performer Louise Bennett Coverley, or Miss Lou, raised Jamaican folk culture and vernacular language to the status of national treasure in the years before and especially after Jamaican independence from Britain in 1962.
And we have a whole lot of wonderful heritage, songs and stories and proverbs and all kinds of nice things. And our language, of course, the basic thing is the language, which we have been talking for 300 years. Yes, my dear. And my aunt, George, says she don't like nobody to say no language at all. She vexed, you know, about the whole rhythm of the language, my child. You see, it's because all this folklore and this culture that we have come from all the different people who have lived in the country, you know, and we just use it, and now we have a real West Indian, a real Jamaican culture. For my aunt wrote to say, when the Asian culture and the European culture woke up an African culture in the Caribbean people, we stir them up and blend them to a flavor. We shake them up and move them to a beat. We wheel them and we turn them and we rock them and we sound them and we tempo them and lock the rhythm sweet. Yes, my dear. So then we don't need to shame at the things we have at all. Like my aunt would say, she vexed any time she hearing the people I come style for with Jamaica language as corruption of the English language. You ever hear anything, Gus? Aunt Georgia says she don't know what make them not call the English language corruption of the Norman, French and the Greek and the Latin, but them say English is derived from. Oh, no, hear the word? English derived, but Jamaica corrupt. No, master, nothing, Gus. We not corrupt and them derive. We derive too. Hey, Jamaica derive. We derive. And let me tell you, man, we derive from the English, we derive from Portuguese, from Spanish and all them singing, all the people who was there. And on top of it, the basic thing that we derive from is African and Kuya Pupa.
Miss Lou, or Louise Bennett Coverley, live in London in the early 1980s. With an adoring Jamaican English audience. Building on the solid folkloric grounding of Miss Lou and immersed in the increasingly militant Afrocentric consciousness of 70s roots reggae and its shadow studio art form of dub, dub poetry was a new form that placed dramatic Jamaican voices centre stage to explore social issues, identity, and poetic form.
This poem shall speak of the wretched sea that worships these shores, of mothers crying for their young swallowed up by the sea. This poem shall say nothing new. This poem shall speak of time, time unlimited, time undefined. This poem shall call names, names like Lumumba, Kenyatta, Nkrumah, Hannibal, Akhenaton, Malcolm, Garvey, Haile Selassie. This poem is vexed about apartheid, racism, fascism, the Ku Klux Klan, riots in Brixton, Atlanta, Jim Jones. This poem is revolting against first world, second world, third world, division, man-made decision. This poem is like all the rest. This poem will not be amongst great literary works, will not be recited by poetry enthusiasts. It will not be quoted by politicians or men of religions. This poem is knives, bombs, guns, blood, fire, blazing for freedom. Yes. This poem is a drum, Ashanti, Ma, Igbo, Yoruba, Naya Bingi warriors, Yohuru, Yohuru, Namibia, Yohuru, Yohuru Sweto, Yohuru Africa. This poem will not change things. This poem need to be changed. This poem is a rebirth of a people, a rising, awakening, understanding. This poem speaks, is speaking, have spoken. This poem shall continue even when poets have stopped writing. This poem shall survive you, me. It shall linger in history, in your mind, in time, forever. This poem is time, only time will tell. This poem is still not written. This poem has no poet. This poem is just a part of the story. His story, her story, our story. The story still untold. This poem is now ringing, talking, irritating, making you want to stop it. But this poem will not stop. This poem is long, cannot be short. This poem cannot be tamed, cannot be blamed. The story is still not told about this poem. This poem is old, new. This poem was copied from the Bible, your prayer book, Playboy magazines, the New York Times, Reader's Digest, the CIA files, the KGB files. This poem is no secret. This poem shall be called boring, stupid, senseless. This poem is watching you trying to make sense from this poem. This poem is messing up your brains, making you want to stop listening to this poem. But you shall not stop listening to this poem. You need to know what will be said next in this poem. This poem shall disappoint you because this poem is to be continued in your mind. In your mind. In your mind.
The dub poet, radio presenter, and social commentator, Muta Baruka, with This Poem from 1986. Although categories of dub poetry and contemporary literary poetry may merge, those Jamaican poets who perform mostly on the page also engage with the subjects of popular culture and music. Aishan Hutchison was born in the northwestern Jamaican town of Port Antonio and received a Master of Fine Arts degree at New York University. His poem, The Ark by Scratch, celebrates Lee Scratch Perry, one of the pioneers of dub music, the instrumental reversioning of reggae by means of studio technology.
The genie says build a studio. I build a studio from ash. I make it out of peril and slum things. I alone, when blood and bullet and all cries, fucking American dollar politicians talk the pressure down to nothing. When the equator confuse and coke bubble and tin foil to cemented reed. I build it, a conga drum, so hollowed through the future, pyramids up long before CDs spin away, roots men knocking down by the seaside, like captives wheeling by the Kebar River. The genie says build a studio, but don't take any foul in it, just electric. So I make it, my echo chamber with shock rooms of rainbow, King Arthur's sword keeping, and one for the Maccabees alone, for covenant is bound between man and worm. Next room is Stone Age, after that, iron, and one a name Freeze. For too much ice downtown in the brains of all them crossing Duke Street, holy like Parsons. And in the circuit breaker, the red switch is for death, and the black switch is for death, and the master switch is black and red. So if US, Russia, China, Israel talk, missiles talk, I talk that switch I call Melchizedek. I build a closet for the waterfalls, one for the rivers, another for oceans. Next, for secrets. The genie says build a studio. I build it without gopher wood. Now, consider the nest of bees in the cranium of the gong. Consider the nest of wasps in the heart of the bush doctor. Consider the nest of locusts in the gut of the black heart man. I put them there, and the others that vibrate at the feast of the Passover, when the collie weed is passed over the roast fish and cornbread. I upsetter, I Django on the black wax, the super ape, E.T., I cleared the wave. Again, consider the burning bush in the ears of Kalonji, and the burning sword in the mouth of the fireman, and the burning pillar in the eyes of the Gargamel. I put them there to outlast Earth as I navigate on one of Saturn's rings. I mitered solid shadow setting fire to snow in my ark. I credit not the genie, but the coral rock. I am stone. I am perfect. Myself is a vanishing conch shell, speeding round a discotheque at the Embassy of Angels. Skeletons ramble to check out my creation dub, and sex is dub, stripped to the bone, and dub is the heart, breaking the torso to spring, olive beet, to be eaten up by sunlight.
The Ark by Scratch, Aishan Hutchison. You're listening to a selection of contemporary Jamaican poetry with me, Brent Clough, in Poetica on Radio National.
Words, sound and power that break down the barriers of oppression and drive away transgression. Well, right now, you have a system or a shit system. We're going to this country after your long year designs, 400 years, and the same bulky mass of business and black inferiority and brown superiority and white superiority rule this little black country here for a long time. Well, I and I come with earthquake, lightning and thunder to break down these barriers of oppression, drive away transgression and rule equality between humble black people.
Everyone is crying out for peace, yes. None is crying out for justice. Everyone is crying out for peace, yes. None is crying out for justice.
Another Jamaican poet to pay tribute to a reggae great is Adziko Simba. Her poem is for Peter Tosh, one of the original Wailers, along with Bob Marley and Bunny Wailer. Adziko performed it for me at the big square called Parade in downtown Kingston, and we talked about her work and Jamaica.
Peace in parts, Fitosh, R.I.P. One, them. The massive are at the gateway, they always will be. Clamouring crowds, merged meat of morgue and meagre means, desires pressed down, piled up, pushed back against iron, fists tight hold of the too little for the too many massives mean. While inside the compound of these people, sitting pretty damning those people, fingers pointed out, one, out, three, back, two, black, those people, these black two can't take these black two people, damning those black two, they black two just can't take two, dark, them dark. In the dark of the bonbon, stuffed in, packed down to the barrel bottom, wet and rank, black and brown, roaches breed. Three, depart them. Say a prayer for the soon-to-be deportees, a prayer prior to being unemployed, prayer prior to being drunk and disorderly, prayer prior to being down and out, a prayer prior to being in the streets, on the streets, of the streets, to being the streets themselves. Say a prayer prior to being not, a prayer prior to not being, being a not being, being, being past, being tense, being zero, being none, a prayer prior to non-being. Four. Warn them, scan them, can them, pen them, condemn them, not us, alien, immigrant, ghetto dwellers, others, not us, not us, not me, not you, them, the cursed curs, pariah dogs prowling sacred suburbs with audacity, packs packing, send them packing, scan them, can them, pen them, condemn them, not us, immigrant, ghetto dweller, others, not us, not us. Five, pray them. What you pray, flimsy as what you build, collapses under the clamoring crowd. What fortress can withstand the moral might, the massive swarm on rock, on stone, on stand, breach the boundaries, no quick solution, no begone, begone to spray. What you pray, flimsy as what you build, collapses under the clamoring crowd. Rock, stone, sand, shifts in time, with time, sand shifts. Six. Damn them. Say a prayer. Say a prayer to the god of bomber blood clot. Say a prayer. No one but the massive knows where the barrels be buried. Not even the numbers can count themselves. Say a prayer to curse the cursed and abused. Say a prayer for your blood brothers, who even water you refuse. Say a prayer for your soul, and say it fast. Say it like you mean it. Say it a million times, a million times, a million mantra it. Say all the prayers you want to bomb a blood clot. Seven. The rears of them a step. They don't want no peace. All they want is equal rights and justice. I was born and raised in England. I have a son, love of my life. Yeah, I spent all of my younger years living in England and hearing stories from my mother, who is Jamaican, hearing stories about Jamaica and the Jamaica that she grew up in, you know. And I always wanted to come, and we got my first opportunity was when I was 13, and I came to Jamaica, and we stayed in Portland, in Port Antonio, with my uncle and aunt and cousins, and I didn't understand why we were going back to England. It was just a fabulous place and a fabulous climate and a fabulous life to my 13-year-old sensibilities, and I didn't get the going back on a plane thing. I was quite happy to stay here. But in the intervening years between that first visit and actually residing in Jamaica, I traveled back and forth a good few times and, you know, got to know Jamaica, and my love for Jamaica never changed, you know, it carried on developing. We didn't realize what it would take to be truly independent, and what I mean by that, I mean, I can't help but always think about what Bob Marley says, emancipate yourselves from mental slavery, and I don't think we really put in place the structures needed to overcome our mental slavery. And that's, I would say, one of the major ways in which we're holding ourselves back. We ourselves are holding ourselves back. But also, I'm also reminded of something someone told me years ago, which is the slave master never releases the slave. And so this friend of mine also said to me, we're just better dressed slaves, you know? And I think the poverty is not only financial, but it's poverty of the mind as well. You know, we can be extremely joyous and extremely excitable, but we can also be extremely violent and extremely harsh. Those two polar opposites reside within individuals. And so it's kind of complex. Mm. I don't even know if we fully understand ourselves, you know, but we just know that that's how we are. So there are times when I feel more Jamaican and I feel more bonded, but there are definite times where I have to separate myself because I haven't grown up with the ability to be able to withstand so much pain. You know, I always marvel at how people can endure so much pain and still get up the next day and get out there. And some of my poems are about that, you know, just, you know, seeing death and just being able to laugh and just keep on moving, or being drawn. You know, you hear about someone being murdered in a brutal way and the body's still there, and being drawn to run towards it and to see all the horror of it, and then being able to just shrug your shoulders and go down the road and, you know, peanuts, you know, you just step back into that life, you know. I don't know, I'm in awe of it.
who trespass into the waters right where the sign says we should not, where the tiny white caps betray currents that could draw us down, where floating sediment paints our skin, where protozoa disperse or cling, their laziness interrupted, where submerged we cannot stand but can feel, where in washing each other we become dirtier still, and where, when we emerge, our smiles as wide as Kingston Harbor, the leaves on the coastline quiver in witness, their movements like gossip. Where We, by Makisha Evans.
Makisha Evans is a psychologist interested in what makes Jamaica and Jamaicans tick. Jamaica is a small developing nation that contends with massive issues, a struggling economy, crime, and endemic poverty. But it's also a country with a huge cultural energy that's obvious in its music, sports, and literature. A favourite Jamaican phrase is to the world, and many of her citizens are expatriates in a global diaspora which reaches as far as Australia. Hopeton Gray, also known as Starman, is a Jamaican writer and dub poet living in Sydney.
Oh, Almighty Jah. Oh, our Jamaican heroes fought slavery hard, sir. We say slavery gone, sir, but everybody has suppressed the natural man, the Rasta man, every time. But Jaja sees, and him know it, uprising upon uprising, rebellion upon rebellion, rebel victims, crisis upon crisis for over 400 years. A long time, sir. And them a control, you know, fighting. And a firing shots at Babylon, Bakra, man. Man, I tell you, pure naturalness every time. Enough sameness, man. And all them things, oh, Jah. Our Jamaican heroes. The rebellion and the fighting. Man, you know what? Pure naturalness. Our Jamaican heroes, man and woman alike. Names. Names like Sam Sharp, the preacher, them hang him. Fighting Nanny Boy, she get way. Colonel Gardner, them hang him. William Hall, them hang him. The one great Paul Boga Boy, them hang him too, you know. Morant Bay Rebellion, man. But you know what? You know what? Them wrecked the slavery system, man. Lord, them mashed down slavery, sir. Marcus Messiah Garvey, him come later. Boy, it look like freedom time for all natural man. Oh, Almighty Jah. Yes, yes, everybody. Our Jamaican hero.
Sydney-based Hopeton Gray with a Jamaican history lesson, Our Jamaican Heroes. Michael St. George is a Jamaican-born dub poet and musician who now lives in Toronto. Michael's also engaged in a dialogue with his island home. In this piece, Aso, he details his impressions of street life in the tough community he grew up in, August Town, on the fringes of Kingston.
Thank you.
Jamaican poetry on Radio National.
Geoffrey Philp is a Jamaican children's fiction author, short story writer and poet, and he teaches English at Miami-Dade College in Florida. Issues of exile suffuse his poem, A Prayer for My Children.
When you find yourself in a faraway land, surrounded by men, animals that mutter strange sounds, do not be afraid. Neither you, your parents, nor your ancestors have ever been alone. So trust the earth to bear you up. Follow the wind as it leads you through valleys clustered with trees heavy with fruit. Some that seem familiar enough to eat, but you still aren't sure if they are the same as the ones you left on the other side of the river that you've now forgotten. Eat. Feast on the bounty. Feed the fire that burns away the knot in your stomach. Sets ablaze the horizon, all that your eyes can see, that has been promised to you since your cry pierced the morning air. Your parents bathed you with kisses, baptized you with caresses, swaddled you in care before you uttered your first words to the moon, sun, stars, wobbled your first steps into unknowing, all the while rising into your inheritance. And if you awaken under the branches of a cotton tree, cradled in its roots, draw a circle around yourself and all those whom you love. Cross yourself three times before you step over the threshold. Welcome the ancestors, all the kindly spirits who have followed you, your parents across many seas, oceans and deserts. Entertain them with strong drink and soft food. Rice, yams, bananas, the ever-present rum to bless the hands that have lifted you up and sanctified the place you now call home. Rhodes, Remembering Aimé César, by Velma Pollard. Your roads are good, I heard me tell the great man, asking how a stranger felt. But yours are yours, he said. Inside this chain of islands, roads tell silently or shout who owns, who does not own. So answering my youngest, veering flustered from roads surprising good to roads surprising bad, I wish your roads were either always good or always bad. These roads are ours, I say, just like the bamboo beauty marvel that you see. This is my land, my country courting death to mangroves, death to breeding fish, to coral and to trees, wasting our permanence for homes to transient guests who may or may not come. This is my land, Jamaica to the world. High speed, high art, high music and high thought. Currents surprising strong and peerless mountain beauty. Leaping my heart anew, tears in glad eyes. The world looks on with open mouth. These roads are ours.
And in this Poetica podcast from RN, you've been listening to Our Roads, Jamaican Poetry, Part 2. Zara Newman was the reader, and thanks to Hopeton Gray. The sound engineers were Andre Shabanoff, Charlie McCoon, and John Jacobs, and the producer was Brent Clough. For more details of the poets and music you heard, visit the Poetica page on the RN website. In our next podcast, Australian poet David Malouf, who turned 80 earlier this year.